Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A WBUR investigation has found that Massachusetts' special education schools are rife with potential conflicts of interest, from executives hiring their relatives to schools striking business deals with governing board members. As WBUR's Patrick Madden reports, financial oversight into the taxpayer-funded schools is lax, and problems can go unchecked for years.
Each year, taxpayers dole out hundreds of millions of dollars to special ed schools. They teach students with disabilities whose needs can't be met in public schools. Yet these private schools have few restrictions on how they spend money and who they hire. Of the 76 organizations, three-quarters of them awarded contracts and jobs to board members, school leaders, and relatives, everything from teaching gigs and IT contracts to insurance deals and lease agreements. Lori Styron directs the nonprofit watchdog group Charity Watch and reviewed WBUR's analysis of records from 2019 to 2023.
It seems like an awfully big coincidence that the best person for each of these jobs just happened to be a family member of another person involved with the schools. It just seems statistically highly unlikely.
The vast majority of schools are nonprofits. They disclose the potential conflicts to government regulators as required by law. Experts say conflicts of interest aren't illegal, but they can raise scrutiny. Styron says a school can damage its credibility.
People need to be able to trust that their tax dollars are being used in the best possible way. And it makes it tougher to do that when people see a lot of nepotism.
Take Broccoli Hall in Sudbury, where head of school Jane Jackus employs both her husband and son. The trio were the highest paid employees in 2021. Federal tax filings and audits of the school show family members inappropriately supervised each other and used the school's credit card for personal charges. Pamela Clapp, a former science teacher at the school, alleges to WBUR that she was fired in 2021 because she tried to stop questionable spending by Jane Jackus' son on the school musical.
I got called in front of Jane, you know, and it was scary because who wants to be yelled at and fired? And that was the end. It took a while for it to dawn on me how much of a family business it really was.
Jackus, her family, and the school's board members declined to comment. Oversight of the spending and hiring at schools like Broccoli Hall is largely left up to their governing boards. Audits show Broccoli Hall awarded board members and their families jobs and contracts on multiple occasions. They weren't alone. Over a four-year period, roughly half of schools had business deals with a board member or their relative.
The fact that it's become such a standard practice across this segment of the industry is striking.
David Renz directs the Midwest Center for Nonprofit Leadership and says WBUR's findings raise questions about the schools.
If it's all an insider system, there are no checks and balances to ensure that appropriate and ethical treatment is going on.
Defenders of the schools say there are safeguards in place, including governing boards and audits by accounting firms. But WBUR's investigation found these audits are not routinely inspected by the state. And that can mean financial problems fester for years, like at Broccoli Hall. State Senator Jason Lewis co-chairs the legislature's Education Committee. He says the findings of WBUR's investigation of special education schools warrants further scrutiny.
I do think that the vast majority of the schools and programs do an excellent job, but we need to obviously do everything to make sure that's the case.
A bill before the committee would require private schools to report spending to the Education Department. Its fate is uncertain. That frustrates Ben Tobin, an education advocate who helps families navigate the private schools. He says the schools operate in the dark and have little accountability.
If you're taking the money to work with kids with disabilities, it shouldn't be a lot to ask to have some transparency.
Tobin says oversight is needed, both for the special ed schools and the state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Patrick Madden.